Yo, what's poppin' with y'all, man? It's the boy, the Pod Killer, man. That Diddy, did he do it? Did he? Son, they rushed both that nigga's mansions, man. Cali and Miami mansion, bro. And that boy was nowhere to be found, man. They cuffed that nigga, kids, everything. That shit is crazy, man. It's crazy to see his downfall or whatever. Like, you know, the nigga sold all his businesses, whatever, before shit really hit the fan. Nigga still rich as fuck. Can't take that nigga money away. But it's crazy to see that you've been a front runner in all eras of music for damn near my whole life. So it's fucked up to see his downfall and shit like that. And what's more fucked up to see other black celebrities and black comedians making joke out of another man downfall and shit. And that's niggas making a mockery out of home shit. You know, I'm not defending what the fuck home did or if he did something, if he violated any kids, but look, it took the Nickelodeon shit for us to see these white motherfuckers who've been touching kids for years, who really get no jail time. The other nigga that was fucking with the little nigga from the Drake and Josh show, nigga got a slap on the wrist and now he worked for Disney. But you don't see their community making jokes out of their shit or their community, like, praying on their downfall. How niggas doing Diddy, how niggas did R. Kelly, how niggas do any black celebrity. It's all that shit. Any black celebrity nigga that had power or whatever, it's always like a down, you know, there's always like some funny shit with the black community, like slamming and shit. White niggas, the white community don't even slam niggas. They make their little funny comments, but it'd be the blacks, man. That should be corny. I'm not defending what these niggas did. You fuck with the kids, I want you to rot under jail. Not saying what did he fuck with kids? We don't know, but that's not the allegations. The shit, he's like a gatekeeper, so he made niggas, he's gay, and he's a gatekeeper, and he mistreated Cassie. The new shit I seen, some the last shooting shit, that's new. That's look like that's going. That's looking like that's going to motherfucking stick right there. No homo, right there. Now niggas say no Diddy, which is funny. But that man was nowhere to be found, man. That shit crazy, man. And I don't know if you hear my music in the background. This is what I'm getting at. I'm letting niggas know right now. I'm not canceling no music that Diddy had anything to do with, because if we cancel his music, we might as well cancel the whole R&B rap scene, dog. I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck with nobody. We might as well cancel Mary J. Blige. We might as well cancel Biggie. We might as well cancel 112, Faith, Mace, Lil' Kim, French, The Lots. The nigga made up the remix, nigga. So I'm not canceling that nigga music, man. No, I don't care what the fuck y'all say, bro. Like, but you know, the nigga's nowhere to be found, man. They said that nigga dipped out, man. He making himself look guilty though, but you know, it's not funny. Like I said before, I think some of the memes is funny, but it's not funny praying on another nigga downfall though. Like, niggas is like applauding him getting caught. Like, if he mistreated Cassie and had her drugs, be drunk, and letting other niggas fuck, she somewhat agreed to that. That's why she signed that contract. I'm not saying it's right or whatever, but she agreed to that. To some type, you know, some degree, she agreed to that shit, bro. Like some type of, you know. But him being gay, that's nobody else's business. Oh well, everybody motherfucking gay. All the fashion designers, the niggas gay. A lot of gay ass R&B, a lot of gay ass rap niggas. Okay, when niggas infatuated with this man being gay, they want to just be right. Oh, I told you so. Niggas know Diddy gay as hell. The nigga always dancing, all that crazy shit around gangster niggas, calling niggas, I don't want to say, when we did a Fab and Jada and shit like that, calling niggas out their name, you know, that shit right there. I like when you scrambling and scraping, that shit gay. If you know Diddy was gay, You dumb. Niggas know Diddy gay as hell.
We don't know what he did with Kim Porter. We don't know if he had any involvement with that, whatever. Any involvement with Tupac shit. You know, those more serious shit, but all that him gatekeeping, him gatekeeping and making niggas do shit to be famous and shit, that's no crime against that. That's just the price of fame for more niggas gotta pay if they wanna be famous and rich. Diddy one of those niggas that's a gatekeeper, he's gonna make you, you know, with Meek Mill, you know. That shit funny as hell too. But the shit is weird, man. See home on a run. They said home hopped on a jet and got the fuck out of Dodge, bro. I hope he don't harm himself, like, you know. I hope he don't do no weird shit like that, nigga. The shit is just crazy seeing this shit, though, like, unfold. All the allegations and shit like that. You know who getting them? You know, this is one of my favorite rappers, too, of all time. Damn near. You know, one of my rap idols and shit, 50. 50, man. If you know me, G-Unit, 50, all that, that's my shit. But all that, I'm going to call it what I call it. That's dry snitching, nigga. Like, I don't like that type of shit. Like, you want, you're supposed to be dry snitching on these niggas, nigga. Like, I don't care how you feel about these niggas, man. That shit dry snitching to me, bro. Like, that shit, like, this shit just unfold without your input. You know, you got a big platform and people gonna laugh at your shit because you're a troll and shit. Niggas know how you feel about Diddy and shit like that. But you, like, somewhat dry snitching too on, like, you want the law to get these niggas and shit like that. I don't like that type of shit, bro. Now you, like, you posted a post with Hov, like, where you at, Hov? They looking for you now type shit. That's, like, dry snitching, nigga. Like, I don't like that shit, bro. Like, it's funny, you know, did he do it? Did he? That shit, it's funny a little bit to a certain extent, but all that dry snitching shit, I don't fuck with that shit, bro. Like, I just don't. Like, and it's not just Diddy, but, you know, this he the man right now with this shit or whatever. Nigga raided that nigga house, like, that nigga motherfucking drug lord for real. Both his homes. I don't think you get in trouble for mistreating your lady or making motherfuckers do crazy acts to be famous. I don't, you know, we all don't know none of this shit, but they said he made Cassie have sex with niggas and all that shit and drugged her up and all that crazy shit, which is believable because that's what they all do. Not just him, that's what they all do. I don't think he get in trouble with that or whatever. He pays her or whatever. But this, you know, the last shooting shit, the Tupac shit, what's her name, Kim Porter, rest in peace to her. Those more serious allegations, bro. And yeah, those more serious allegations and shit like that. So, you know, I don't know if he fled the scene, but I hope he didn't flee the scene because that make him look more guilty or whatever they're accusing this man of. I ain't gonna lie, this is one meme though. This is one meme where they got Meek Mill doing his flipping on the trampoline when he's at the Philly game. They said that nigga hopping the fence away from the Feds when the Feds rush Diddy home. That shit was funny as hell. But, you know, y'all let me know what y'all think about this whole Diddy shit, man. This shit crazy. And stop dry snitching, like, stop dry snitching, bro. That shit crazy. It's probably killer. Yo, real quick, man. I should've put the segment on last shit, whatever. You know, Benzino and Eminem don't fuck with each other. But Eminem be toying with him. Pause. You know, Benzino never been an elite MC. Whatever. He had, like, the Source magazine and all that good shit, whatever. Because he was the Source. I give that to him. I definitely copped a bunch of Source magazines when I was young.
the Rest in Peace Prodigy. I had Bone Thugs and Harmony shit. Source Magazine used to be popping, but I never knew that was Benzino shit until later on in life. After like 50 and them, Eminem was beefing with the nigga or whatever. And it makes sense since niggas always went at the Source. The Source got motherfuckers thinking they hot. I remember those lines and shit. But that's Benzino shit. Eminem be killing this dude. Eminem been killing this dude with this back and forth energy they got towards each other for the last 20 years, man. And it's funny to say 20 years, like that shit wasn't 20 years ago, but 20 years ago. And Eminem new shit is crazy. He always beating up Benzino and shit. And coming to this rapping shit. Motherfucking Benzino shit is okay. But I never liked Benzino. I just never liked him. Like, the best song he had ever in his whole career was Made Men. And that's featuring in Lots. And the Lots, Jaden Styles killed that shit. So that made that song. That's the only reason why I know Benzino. Because when that song dropped, I'm like, oh shit, the Lots got a new song. The Benzino come rapping after, whatever. It's basically the Lot song was Benzino song, whatever. I forgot what soundtrack that shit fall under too. It's a movie soundtrack, but that's the only reason why I know Benzino. He dissed Eminem in front of what? Eminem restaurant, Mom Spaghetti, whatever, in Detroit. Now he got Trick and other Detroit niggas basically like, man, you know what you gotta do when you come to Detroit, nigga. You gotta check in type shit. And niggas know that kid Trick do that no fly zone shit. He don't fuck around. Benzino, nigga. All these niggas old. Eminem 50 years old. All these niggas old now. But Benzino, dog, I think you like 60, 61 years old, bro. You got caught with motherfuckers in those hotel rooms and shit, man. And not women either, nigga. I'm just gonna say that. You're forever. You're L. I'm just gonna say. You're L. You've been taking L's. I respect the fact that you old as hell and you still, you know, rapping and doing that shit for the culture. You're L. You trying to put black people against Eminem at one point? No, that's not that. Eminem is elite MC. Eminem is the top. He's the top 10 of all time artists. Possibly top 5 if you want to break it down and all that shit like that. But he's top 10 of all time. Just stop it. Then he got the new generation, the latest generation of niggas in the video. I don't know what's going on with this whole yellow background. I know Chief Keef and Yachty had they shit. Then Herb had they shit. The same video background. And Eminem got all these, you know, it's everybody in the shit. So like, you're L, Benzino. Like, you know, your daughter Coyle Ray already surpassed you in her career, and she just started, bro, not that long ago. Like, so, I'll give you a props, though. You know, you still trying. And what make it bad, you said somebody else written that diss record too. So, like, I don't know, bro. You'll have. But you get from me, I don't fuck with Benzino, though. Trying too hard to be too gangster and shit and all this crazy shit. Nigga dyed his hair at one point. Nigga was looking real fruity at one. Nigga walking hell, man. I don't know. But Eminem been washing this nigga for the last fucking 2 decades, nigga. Just give it up. That's what I'm getting at. Just give it up, Vezina. You lost. You spent the demon of your whole career trying to diss Eminem and all this shit. Like, you lost. You've been lost. Years ago. You lost early 2000s. You lost. You lost. You lost, bro. Eminem, wash your shit. Like, simply as that. Just power killer, nigga.